Now that we've looked at the reasons that nursing home abuse often happens, let's look at the different types of nursing home abuse. Nursing home abuse can be broken down into a few different types, and some of these can overlap in certain cases. There's physical abuse. Again, this is, you know, like in any abuse case, the easiest to see because it includes injuries such as bruising or cuts or broken bones. And sometimes staff members at nursing homes may lie about the cause of the abuse or not report it at all. There's also emotional nursing home abuse. And this one's tough because it doesn't show or, you know, show up as physical harm, but it can certainly increase the stress levels of the elderly and make them absolutely miserable because they're so scared and anxious all the time. Emotional nursing home abuse includes yelling at the elderly person, isolating them from family or friends, and manipulating their decisions. Of course, there's financial nursing home abuse. You know, these elderly people and their families have contributed significantly to have them in these nursing facilities. And when it's unknowingly stolen from their bank accounts by dishonest employees, this is absolutely terrible for everybody involved. And, you know, this is considered financial abuse. Unfortunately, there's also sexual nursing home abuse, with residents being sexually abused by staff members or other residents, and it leaves everybody, you know, involved traumatized. And there's also neglect. Nursing home neglect happens when there's a lack of care, and that ends up harming the elderly person. And while it's not always intentional, it certainly isn't acceptable. So, you know, the Nursing Home Abuse Center is saying to watch out for these signs of nursing home abuse. For physical injuries such as repeated falls, sores, or strange marks, especially around the genitals in the case of sexual abuse, if there are unexplained cuts, bruises, or broken bones. For emotional abuse, watch for them being, or the elderly person being scared of a particular resident or staff member, if they complain about maltreatment from staff members or other residents, and if you see increased signs of anxiety or depression. The Nursing Home Abuse Center also says to watch for frequent illness or infections, the loss of finances, malnourishment or dehydration, and poor hygiene, as well as untreated bed sores or other wounds.